wonderful oldie from ABBA called Our Last Summer. We did have a bit of a last summer last year, didn't we? I hope it's better this year. Lovely song, I love that one. You'll find that on the album Super Trooper. After 11 o'clock. I've got some requests for 11:30. I've just got to find them now. Just hang on a second. Can you just talk to yourself a minute? I was just laughing at one of our notices here on the wall here that Barry Noble's put up here. It says that he's down at New Brighton's Traveller's Rest every Sunday between 12 and 2. And I must admit, I haven't been down there. I haven't been up in time on a Sunday to get down there. But I might try and get down there tomorrow. And it says on the wall here, and Barry's written this. I'm not kidding. Are you listening, Barry? It says... he'll tell you about all the juicy gossip that's gone out. I'll start again, shall I? He'll tell you all the juicy gossip about the weekend and more besides. Well, I tell you what, I could sit here on a Saturday morning if I wanted to, and I could tell you all the juicy gossip about Barry Noble, because there's plenty to go round, but I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to Barry. Okay, I got a letter in from Kate and Michelle in Leeso, in Burger Close in Leeso. Good morning, Kate and Michelle. And they say, could you play any record for us on Saturday the 29th at about 11:30 a.m. and say hello to everyone we know that's human, okay? And also Floyd the Rat and Sam and Susie the Dogs and the Gerbils and Jeff's Cat as well, and also Barry Noble's Fluff. I'm not saying hello to Barry Noble's Fluff, thank you very much. Well, you'll have to be without Barry Noble's Fluff this week at this lunchtime because he's not on the air today. Is he on the air at all? No, he's not here this weekend. Good. Nice little break from Barry. And that's with love from Michelle and Kate, Burkitt Close and Luso. And they say, if you shout loud enough, you might just wake us up on Saturday morning. Are you still in bed? At 27 minutes in front of 12 o'clock, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Get up now. The sun's not exactly shining, but it's not too bad a day. It's reasonably warm, a little bit windy, but I can see the sky starting to... While I've been on the air here since 10 o'clock, the sky has started to cloud over. In the last hour or so, and I think I can see the rain coming, sure as eggs are eggs. Later on this afternoon, around about 4 o'clock, I reckon it's gonna persist down all over Merseyside, I think, yeah. Okay, thank you, dear ladder girls. Thank you, Kate and Michelle. Nice to hear from you again, and I hope you'll like this record from The Real Thing. And I hope you have a nice Easter. All right, take care of yourselves.
Out of the sky for you, stop the rain from falling if you ask me to. I'd do anything for you, your wish is my command. I could move a mountain when your hand is in my hand. Words could not express how much you mean to me. There must be some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice. Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh, a change of heart. If it takes forever, girl, then I'm prepared to wait. The day you give your love to me won't be a day too late. Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I can sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh, baby. You know you got the power, girl, to keep me holding on.
is the real thing going out to Kate and Michelle and Lisa this morning. Thank you, Violetta Girls. And that's the original version of the record from 1976. The original copy. Oh yes, the first one I bought. Still a great record, still a great record. I do prefer the original versions. Love it. You to me are everything great, love it. Right, okay, having a look at the clock now. 23 minutes in front of 12 o'clock, and Mark right here for the next 23 minutes, and Jeff Starr then at 12 o'clock. No doubt Jeff with a great show, standing in for Barry Noble between 12 and 2. 2 o'clock it's Charlie, and 4 o'clock Keith and Paul, and of course Tara at 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock Mark Burgess, and 10 till 12 Mark Newman. Well, if you listen to Bert Williams tomorrow afternoon, he'll probably be telling you a little bit about a rather strange bust on the station, a raid on the station, which happened on Tuesday when we weren't even on the air. And a very strange set of circumstances all combined to mean that we lost some equipment. And a lot of letters as well, so apparently we lost a lot of letters in that particular raid, and some gear as well, unfortunately, which is why we're down to a rather strange selection of equipment, which is in this new studio here today. We're all still trying to get used to it. But basically, it was more evidence, the way that this particular bust was happening, is more evidence that the Department of Trade and Industry, who would like the public, I think, to believe that they use all kinds of sophisticated tracking equipment to track pirate radio stations down, and they can sort of come along in the car and whiz a little portable machine that looks like a CB radio out of the car, flick it around a few times, and suddenly, instantly know exactly which room, in which building, in which house you're operating from. And it's a complete load of twaddle, let me tell you. There is no way that they can do this that kind of thing with a station like Radio Merseywaves. And in fact, almost all the raids that have happened so far have been as a result of information they've gained sneakily on the side from various places. And that's exactly what happened last week. So so if anybody else who's involved in pirate radio, there's no magic technical equipment that the DTI have to track down stations. At least that they do have is pretty limited. Most of the raids that we've had on this station have been a result of information that they've got from here, there, and everywhere, and often it's wrong information as well. But anyway, Bert Williams may well give you some more details about that tomorrow afternoon if you're interested, and also some other free radio news. Okay, got a letter in here from Staunton Lane in Barnston, Merseyside, who says, Dear Mark, hiya mate, I've noticed one thing about the DJs, they always read Julie and my letters after each other. Now, there's something about the animals here, but I'm not going to go into that, you know what I mean, Finella, I'm not going to say about that on the air here. We'll say no more about that. Anyway, listen, Finella, I didn't know that you had a farm with 38 animals. Can I come along sometime and have a look? All right, have you got any horses? Have you got any fools and horses down there? All right, I might pop in sometime. I used to work around the Staunton area, actually. Yeah, I was doing a little job out there, and it's I love Staunton because it's sort of in the Wirral, but it's completely sort of deserted, and it seems like you're really way out in the country, and it's great. I love it around there. Anyway, she says, can you say hello to the usual for me? I'm sure you know who they are by now. Well, actually, I've forgotten, but never mind. And she says, if you don't play Orange Juice this week, I'll nab you on the night out on the 31st, as it'll be 3 weeks in succession that you haven't played it. Well, I'm sorry, Finola, but I've forgotten again. But I'll write it down. While I've got your letter here, I'll write it down, and I promise I'll bring Orange Juice for you next Saturday, okay? And I might see you at the night out. I don't know whether I can get there yet or not. And she says, wish yourself and also Julian family, all the listeners, DJs, tea ladies and security guards, a very happy Easter from me, Finola. I must go now. See ya. And thank you very much, Violetta. I'm sorry about Orange Juice, but I promise I'll bring it along next week. I promise. I'll write it down and I'll stick it in my pocket, and I must remember. And I hope you enjoyed this one. This is a record from 1974. Bit of an oldie on the show. A band called New York City, especially for Vanola. I'm doing fine now.
Remember the day you were fair. I nearly cried myself to death.
Oh, yeah.
And then I met someone else. She made me stop and
I'm doing fine.
a great record from 1974. That's especially for Finola in the farm in Staunton in Merseyside. And nice to hear from you. Sorry about orange juice, but I'll bring it along next week. Okay, thanks. Thanks for your letter, Finola. Having a look at the time, it's 16 minutes away from 12 o'clock, and a letter in from Karen Boone in Fulton in Wallasey, who says, "Hi, Mark. How you doing? Sorry I never wrote to you last week. Did you miss my letter? I did. I was pining for the fields. I was pining all weekend. Anyway," Karen says, "please play Touch Me by Samantha Fox and say hi to the following people: Loretta and Jackie and Kathy and Lisa and Therese, or Teresa, and Louise and Pam and Julie and Darren and Jane and Jackie and Paul and Mark and Mike and Graham and Steve and Tony and Colin and Stevie and Simon and Kevin and Paul and myself and Mickey." Not Kevin, as you said the other week. It's myself and Mickey, all right? So I hope you and Mickey are doing okay, and I hope you're going to have a nice Easter. And that's thanks and love and kisses from Karen Boone. And she says, also say hi to Paul Woods and Tony Coltrane and Barry Noble and myself and Paul Thompson. And she'll say, I'll see you later at Christie's nightclub tonight. Well, I'm sorry, I won't be in Christie's tonight, Karen. And I know you haven't been there for a while, so I'm sorry. I was looking forward to having a little chat with you tonight, but I'm sorry, I won't be there tonight. I'm working elsewhere, but I hope you have a good time there. And my mate Paul, of course, is up there doing the disco tonight. And Karen says, have you got the new single by George Michael, A Different Corner? And if you have it, please play it, because I love it. Well, I'll tell you what, Karen, I'll put that on between now and 12 o'clock. So if you want to tape it, okay, get your tape recorder out now, and I'll put George Michael on in around about 10 minutes' time. Meantime, for all those people mentioned, here's Samantha Fox. Touching me. Having a look out the studio window here this morning, has just started doing something very nasty outside. If you have a look out your window, there is something that looks like sleet, or it could be hail coming down. And I was right, wasn't I? It is getting nasty, the weather out there, so it can only get better. We'll be right back. me Samantha Fox. That's me, I want you, buddy. That's especially for Karen and everyone else mentioned. I'm not going through the whole list again, but a massive long list of people she knows. What a popular lady. Bit of a jump for Samantha. Samantha likes a little bit of a jump on a Saturday morning, don't you, Samantha? It's exactly 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. Yeah, as I was saying before, a lot of hail just coming down outside the studio. It seems to have eased off a little bit now. It's turned to sleet by the looks of it. It's a great shame, really, for the holiday weekend that the weather has to be so bad. I remember a couple of years ago, we had brilliant sunshine at Easter. You could get out in the garden and do some sunbathing, but there's no chance of that this weekend. It can only get better, let me tell you. Well, if you want to see any of our DJs in action, a lot of DJs are working tonight. Let me see if I can remember where they are. Barry Noble will be doing a private disco tonight, so I can't tell you about that, but I know he's doing a wedding tonight, and I'll be going along there later on. I'll be working at the Traveller's Rest in New Brighton tonight, if you want to come on down, playing some good stuff. Barry is there tomorrow lunchtime at the Traveller's, and I'll be there hopefully Sunday night as well, this week only. Peter Thomas, I think, is in Palmer's nightclub in Liverpool tonight, if you want to see Peter. He's over there. He'll be doing the Silly Dancing to the Time Warp, no doubt. Let's see, Mark Burgess. I think Mark Burgess might be working tonight somewhere down in New Brighton, but I'm not too sure. DJ C, of course, is in the Liso pub in Reeds Lane, which is the pub near Cadbury's. It's in Reeds Lane, and he'll be down there tonight, I think. Let's see, who else is working tonight? Paul Woods will be in the Incognito Club tonight, and that's in Birkenhead. If you are going out to a nightclub or a late place tonight, don't forget that some of them will have to close a little bit earlier tonight because of confusion over the fact that it's Easter, and also the fact that the clocks go forward at 1 o'clock. I think it's 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, so you'll lose an hour's sleep, okay, tomorrow. Right, a couple more mentions and requests to do before 12 o'clock, and Jeff Starr coming along at 12 o'clock. He's our new DJ, standing in for Big Bad Barry this lunchtime. And taking you through till Charlie at 2 o'clock. We'll be right back. quite strange here this weekend. The thing is that we've got this silly new equipment up here. It really is crazy. We're trying to work in prehistoric conditions here. And every DJ that comes into the studio that hasn't actually had the pleasure of using this stuff, you've got to do it like a little lesson. You know, I had a little lesson for 20 minutes before when I took over from Dave Collins. He gave me a little lesson. And now I've got to give somebody else a little lesson. And he'll have to give somebody else a little lesson in this stuff later on. Okay, it's almost time for me to go. 4 minutes to 12, and Jeff Starr, standing in for Barry, is taking over at 12 o'clock. Got a good show lined up for you. And just want to say hi once again to Karen, because she did want me to play the new single from George Michael. And have you got your tape recorder ready, Karen? Because I promise to play it just before we go today. And here it is. It's coming up right now. And then I'll hand you over to Jeff at the top of the hour. We've got no jingles at the moment. We haven't got a jingle facility, so there's no theme tune at the top of the hour. Well, Jeff will be coming in with some amazing stuff, if he can figure his way around the gear. It's not easy. George Michael, A Different Corner. I'll see you next Saturday. From me, Mark Rye, have a great Easter. See you soon. Take care. I would cry. George Michael there, and a different corner. Many thanks to Mark Rice. He's back with us next Saturday, as a matter of fact. And it's me, Jeff Starr, the new DJ. That's what everyone's calling me at the moment. It's through till 12 o'clock, standing in for Barry Noble. And I'll tell you where he is a little bit later on. It's those decks again, a bit slow. A bit slow on this one, so what we do is we put it back for you like that, and then go, that's the way.
Time and show. the Pointer Sisters there, and the full 12-inch version, well, nearly the full 12-inch version, and I'm so excited. Mark tells me it wasn't so long ago before he played that, so what we're going to do now is take her off. And I've got to thank everybody for all the letters that they sent me this week. Very surprising, quite a few nice ones there. And for Danielle from Morton on the Whittle there, I've got to play one for you. It's Samantha Fox, and it goes like this.
Thank you.
the times there in Miss Grace back from about 1974, or it could have been 1976, I can't quite remember. Right, a few things to talk to you about today. Next Monday, that's Easter Monday, the charity concert for St. John's Hospice at the Emperor's Club, Victoria Road, New Brighton. That's featuring Legs Akimbo, Traveller, Simon and Katrina, and it's open from 1 till 5, and then again from 7 till 11. Hot food available, and it's under new management, it says here as well. Also, please plug the Pink Elephant Charity Fund, holding a rock and roll night on Friday, 18th of April at 8 p.m. in the Prairie Schooner, Derby Road, Liverpool 20. That's near Sandhills Railway Station. They have Lee Curtis and all and the All-Stars, guest artists and Jimmy Cole as compere. Raffle and a disco as well. If people want tickets, by the way, they can phone at 933-3434 or pay at the door, and all proceeds go to charity. And talking about charity as well, there is a gala cabaret evening in aid of the Bob Champion Cancer Trust, starring Eddie Flanagan from The Comedians, and all this is taking place at the Regency Hotel in Childerthorne in South Wirral, just outside Little Sutton there. So that's a gala cabaret evening, the Bob Champion Cancer Trust, and that is on the Sunday, the 6th of April. Bobby Brown's down there, Jeff Sutton is a host and compere, vocal entertainer Alan Jones, and singing sensation Nicola. What else have we got? Let's have a look. Plus many surprise celebrities from the sporting and showbiz world. I know for a fact there's going to be a lot of football players down there, so if you can get down, why not? It's going to be a great night, a great afternoon, I should say. That's Sunday, April the 6th. It starts at 8 o'clock. That's me again. Tickets £5. If you can make it, go and get them, because it's going to be a really, really good night, guaranteed.